Well, if you attended a performance of the Nutcracker this year, you saw a stage filled with dancers, boys and girls, men and women. But if you were to figuratively pull back the curtain, you'd also see a huge imbalance in the number of boys taking ballet lessons. As Joy Diaz of Here and Now contributor KUT's Texas Standard reports, some dance academies are taking controversial measures to get the boys to sign up.
The Academy at Ballet Austin is for young dancers who are thinking about pursuing a professional career. But walk into a class, and there's no doubt tutus dominate.
I mean, if you look around and you look at our studios, you'll see, you know, you'll count the boys and you'll count the girls. I mean, and it's a need.
Bill Piner is the Academy Director at Ballet Austin.
How many girls are here?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13. 14 girls.
How many boys are here?
One.
These kids are around 10 years old. By the time the girls graduate high school, they will have spent as much as $100,000 on fees, dance shoes, and training. That's according to estimates by Dance USA. And if they go pro, their training can be as expensive as that of a doctor's. For boys, however, it's a completely different story. They will attend mostly for free.
I had an awareness that sometimes there are more opportunities for boys to get into classes.
Jane Schwartz is a ballet dancer. That's in part why she enrolled her son, Alex, at Ballet Austin.
Alex has grown up watching me go off to ballet, and he would watch. He was interested from an early age, I would say 5 or 6. Even more than his sister, he would watch the jumps and watch the turns, and then he would be trying to do it.
At first, Schwartz was hesitant about enrolling Alex. After all, boy dancers still face a lot of stigma. But she knew it would provide him with invaluable life skills, and the free tuition sealed the deal. Although the perk has been widely used to attract boys, it's starting to be controversial.
I don't think it's fair.
Gwen Young is director of the Global Women's Leadership Initiative at the Wilson Center and an expert on gender issues.
It distorts the incentives. It's not based on skill. It's not based on qualities and interests. I do not think it's just, and I don't think it is the right way to get at the gender balance that these schools are desiring.
Young believes if ballet schools want to attract more boys, they need to market the wealth of skills they'll get if they study the art form. At the Kyle Conservatory of Performing Arts in Central Texas, girls stream in as classes are about to start. Director Angela Pineda Kyle opened this dance studio 25 years ago. She says boy dancers always went for free. That's just how you got boys in the door. But a few months ago, word got out and the girls' moms were angry. Now the boys pay tuition too.
I think clients nowadays are just a different breed of client than they used to be back in the day. They want everything on the playing field. They want, you know, total equality. Everyone should get the same.
Small schools like Panetta Kyle's need to keep their paying customers happy, even at the cost of losing the male dancers. But not all male dancers leave dance academies, and those who stick around are rewarded handsomely. While the women will face fierce competition to land a job, most men will get one, says Bill Piner of Ballet Austin.
When you look at the company, it's equitable. You've got the same number of guys as you do men as you do women.
Piner says his academy and many others will do whatever it takes to strike that balance. They'll host a boys' day out to build camaraderie and even bake cookies to keep them coming. Still, the number of boys in ballet is not rising, and girls and their parents are beginning to speak up. For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz.